Good. So welcome, everybody. Welcome on this theater session around the SharePoint patterns and practices. And we'll do a 20 minutes on what is the SharePoint patterns and practices, what are the resources, and what's the value, what we're trying to give to you as a community, and also what the community is sharing between each other. Obviously, in 20 minutes, we won't be deep diving on a code. We won't be doing too much. We won't be doing too much detailed technical stuff. But what I wanted to do is go through what is the SharePoint PNP, what is it all about, what's the value out of it, can you use it, what's available for you related on SharePoint development in SharePoint Online or in on-premises. My name is Esa Juvonen. I'm a senior program manager in SharePoint engineering. I used to be a field consultant. I've done my fair share of complete failure customizations with customers as well. So I learned by the hard way, creating plenty of site definitions at some point and all of that stuff as well. So I have a pretty long background on the customization of SharePoint in on-premises and also in SharePoint Online. So that's kind of a note. I'm not just a random Redmond guy telling you how to do stuff. And now the Redmond guys are not smiling. No. Good. So let's actually get on going on to what we're going to go through. So 20 minutes. So let's concentrate what the PNP is all about. How can you benefit out of the PNP? What's available and what does it actually mean? So the whole point of the PNP is really around the fact that it started with a simple idea of why are people banging their head against the wall without finding proper solutions. I was working as a consultant in Microsoft Services at the time, and for me it was kind of a mind-blowing that even in our company, in our consulting, we didn't have a centralized location where people can share their learnings and from there where they can actually learn. So there wasn't kind of a decentralized global base how we can actually share the right ways of doing customizations. And that was really a really painful thing, because then you need to figure out all of that stuff by yourself from a random documentation in MSDN, which is pretty theoretical based on the fact that what you need to actually do. So the PNP idea really came from the fact that, hey, what if we would actually have a community, a place where people can actually share their learnings, their reusable code, their bits and pieces, which work with some customers and why did they work and what are the limitations out of it. And that's really what the whole initiative is all about. So sharing your learnings, your real life learnings, your real life experiences from the community to the community as well. So it's not about just random people in Redmond sitting in here, not never meeting a customer, sharing you something, saying, use this. Rather, something which is proven, something we know that it actually works, because we've been using that with the customers as well. And also, the community contributions. So people are other people in the community, not just Microsoft, are contributing back so that the other people, again, on the community can benefit out of it. And that's really the fundamental thinking around the SharePoint PNP, which could be slightly different than what we did back in 2010 or 2007 timeframe with the SharePoint PNP, because at the time, it was more academic discussion. This is the best practice. This is the way to do that. Let's be real. It's SharePoint. You can achieve the same end result in multiple different ways. Some of them are pretty good. Some of them might be horrible. Some of them might be in the middle. But there's multiple ways of achieving the same functional endpoint or functionality in SharePoint. We know that if you're a kind of a SharePoint developer. So now, quickly kind of explaining how the SharePoint PNP has been evolving. SharePoint PNP has actually existed since 2013. Not that many people actually know about that, but we started in 2013 internally in Microsoft. I did this massive migration story in migrating one customer from on-premises to SharePoint Online. And my responsibility was to figure out how can we do required customizations which they had in on-premises in SharePoint Online. So I came up with a lot of kind of ideas and validated stories. And then I don't want to keep them by myself. I wanted to actually share them for other people so they can benefit out of it as well. And that's where we started an internal initiative. In 2014, in SharePoint Conference 2014, we actually went public with all of the samples and guidance. We changed our name. I'm not going to actually even tell what was the original name, because it was pretty awkward. We went live with an Office AMS name. It was Office Application Model Samples, which wasn't that fancy name. But the whole point was that we were sharing our reusable component, our reusable samples, and proven practices in CodePlex. Then in later 2014, marketing people contacted us and saying, hey, actually, you should rename yourself as a Office Dev PMP or SharePoint PMP, so that people are more aware on your what you're actually doing. And then last year, well, at the point where we also went to the GitHub and started sharing stuff in the GitHub, last year, the ownership of SharePoint PMP has been moved from the community directly to SharePoint engineering. So essentially now, starting from last year, we are actually using the SharePoint PMP as the primary channel telling the community how to do development on SharePoint platform, in on-premises or within the SharePoint Online. So I'm natively sitting in the team which is responsible of SharePoint Framework. I'm actually responsible for some of the functionalities of SharePoint Framework nowadays. But I'm also coordinating the SharePoint PMP. So we're using the PMP as a channel for you to give us feedback and input, and for us to give you reusable code and input for your customizations. The growth of the initiative has been pretty enormous. We've been kind of bustled on the growth of the initiative, which is super great, because people are adapting the models and using our components quite fast. Within the April, within the last month, we had 4,900 tenants using the PMP core components, or the PMP provisioning engine, or the PMP PowerShell. And I'm going to explain what they are in a second. We had more than 2 billion HTTP requests going through with these reusable components. And that's excluding all of the reusable samples and other guidance what we're actually providing. So the usage is enormous. And the reason why I always tell about the usage is that there's quite a few people always in the audience or in a community call sitting and thinking, I'm thinking of using this PMP core component or PMP PowerShell. Is it safe? Is it actually used? Am I the first one who's using that? Answer is no. A lot of people are using these components. And that's the beauty of the community-driven open source initiative. People are using it, and they're giving feedback back. And a lot of the people are fixing the bugs which are out there. It's IT. Guess what? There's bugs even in our Microsoft products. And yes, there's bugs even in open source products. But having an open source community-driven initiative, we can easily fix them, we can fix them fast, we can communicate fast, and it's a super agile process to get things moving and be more productive and make you more productive within your work. Quickly, a few numbers. In GitHub, we had 22,000 visitors in the past 2 weeks, which is a pretty enormous number. We have close to 300 contributors. So this is not really just Microsoft employees sharing something. Because I can see a lot of the familiar faces in the audience who've been contributing back and helping the others in the community to be successful. And that's what we want to do. The motto or the theme of the PMP is sharing is caring, which sounds pretty childish, but actually it makes a lot of sense. We want to help the community to succeed within their objectives. And we have more than 200 samples for you to take advantage. Yes, some of the samples are super simplistic. They're super simplistic by design, because we didn't want to do academically right way of doing things. We didn't want to go to the, let's say, the design patterns too much, because that might be over complicated. It might be overwhelming for people who are trying to learn how to do development. With SharePoint Online especially, you need to know, what are the APIs? How do I do X and Y and Z? And that's what many of those samples are actually giving. How do I achieve a certain scenario in a simplistic way? And then you can adapt that, make it sure that it's working in your code, and be successful within your things. How many of you are actually or been using any of the PMP assets in the historical thing in the past? A few hands, actually quite a few hands actually raising hands. And the key point on the PMP is really to say thank you for your usage. And I can see a lot of contributors in the audience as well. You are actually making this initiative great. It's not really us, the Microsoft, because it's all around the fact that community is helping each other. And we're trying to just facilitate that discussion and help people to succeed across the community. Now, quickly walking through what are we actually providing if you're not super familiar with the PMP. We do have a one address, which is easy to remember. So AKMS, SharePoint PMP, or SPPMP, either way. It's a one page in the dev.office.com, which will list a lot of stuff. And it might be pretty overwhelming what's actually listed there. But there's resources, there's webcasts, there's our monthly communications, there's all of the stuff which we are providing. We're explaining what is actually available. And I'm going to show some of that in a second as well. We provide code samples, reusable components. I'm going to walk through what we have for you. Guidance documentation, including SharePoint framework documentation, is going through the SharePoint BMP out from Microsoft to the community nowadays. And community calls. We have monthly community calls and biweekly community calls. Again, it's up to you if you have time to join once a month or once a week or biweekly on the community calls, or if you have a question. You can join on a special interest group call and say, hey, I'm trying to achieve with SharePoint framework this and this. Can somebody give me an insight? That's what we want to do. We want to be the channel and give you the channel to have access on SharePoint engineering. And it's a win-win for both sides. You ask, we'll answer, or we'll ask and you'll give us feedback back as well. Because that's super valuable for our design as well, so we know what you guys actually need and what's working and what's not working. The themes are in SharePoint framework and in SharePoint adding model, and obviously in general remote APIs with SharePoint development. The SharePoint adding model samples, they do work in on-premises as well. You might need to do some modifications, and SharePoint framework is landing on SharePoint 2016 later this year as well. So we're kind of working on the modern way of us customizing SharePoint. We intentionally are not providing insights on the farm solutions. Still fully supported in on-premises, but not necessarily the horse you want to bet on. Works, absolutely. I'm an ex-farm solution developer as well. You can do brilliant stuff, but still, the SharePoint framework is really where we are heading with this platform. Now, so what's actually available? Before we go there, I want to make sure that everything's super clear. Everything what we have is open source, it's available for you, MIT license, you can pull it down, you can repackage that, sell it to your customers and make money out of it and create your own support center if you need, if you want to do. You want to have access on our presentations, just download them down, reuse the graphics, whatever you want to do. Up to you, how do you want to do that? We give you all of that for free. The only thing what we're asking back is that give us feedback. Or if you fix a bug or find a bug, please open an issue or even submit a pull request back on the GitHub. That would be beneficial, not a requirement. So how do we actually find the BMP guidance or BMP samples? So if you go to dev.office.com and code samples on the top section on the menu, that's a nice search tool to find what's available in a GitHub. Obviously, you can go to the GitHub as well, but we do have 300 samples. So it might be actually pretty difficult to find what's relevant for you. In the dev.office.com, you can easily use search query words like, let's say, React as a language, or user profile sync, what do you guys have? So you can easily find if we already have a solution for you, so you don't actually start from scratch, trying to figure out how things are actually working. What else do we have? So obviously, we release videos and webcasts. Once a week, we'll push out a video webcast. It's typically 15 to 30 minutes on a specific topic, like SharePoint framework customizations or how to customize modern experiences in SharePoint Online. And they're pretty fresh, typically. We typically record them on the previous week. So it's pretty new stuff, and it concentrates on a specific topic, like how do I achieve certain scenario. We also have tutorials. We have community call recordings where we have demos and all of that available in the YouTube channel. I would absolutely recommend to check it out if you're up for watching the videos. I do apologize that many of the videos are actually using Finglish as the language, but it's kind of understandable in English as well. So there's a link between those things. Somebody actually recently said that I don't hear that much Finglish anymore when I'm talking with you, which is better than it was back in 10 years ago. It was pretty horrible. Cool. We also provide documents or presentations. Some of the MVPs have been like, hey, this is a massive source, because when I go to present something for my customers or in the seminars, I can actually go in here and just download the graphics, download the drawings, and just snitch and collect my slides, and I'm good to go. And that's really one of the ideas as well. Because we created the presentation, why wouldn't we share that to you? So you can repeat what we're saying, what we're showing, and that's very beneficial for you as well. So simple things, but they make you be more productive within your work. We also provide PMP reusable components. PMP core component is an extension on top of the CSAM. It simplifies CSAM usage if you're using managed code and calling back on the SharePoint. PMP PowerShell is growing extremely fast, mainly in the IT pro side. It essentially provides you commandlets, 220 commandlets, to modify SharePoint sites using scripts. And the beauty of the PMP PowerShell is that you can, for example, use that in Azure Functions. So from a, let's say, a client-side web part, you will call an Azure function that will use PMP PowerShell to call back on SharePoint and modify the sites. Awesome. Absolutely works as well. PMP Partner Pack is a starter kit for our partners, how to build typical customizations in SharePoint Online. Essentially, how do I do custom provisioning, templates, branding, and all of that? How do I do responsive in a classic SharePoint Online? Not in the new experiences, because those are natively responsive. The PMP Partner Pack is a starter kit. It shows all of that. You can download it that down, install that to your tenant, or repackage that and sell that to your customer. Absolutely fine approach as well. PMP Core, JavaScript Core is more aligned on our future, more on the JavaScript development. SharePoint Framework is all about JavaScript development. It simplifies the JavaScript development against SharePoint REST APIs. If you are really into JavaScript development in the REST APIs, probably not. That's not for you. You want to hit those REST endpoints. But if you are more kind of a classic SharePoint developer moving into the modern world, it might actually significantly help you to adapt to coding practices. It's a simple sample on the slide, but it works in a way that it provides a fluent API. So you can actually write stuff like pmp.sp.web.lists.gimme-list. You don't have to understand what's the REST API behind of it. All of that is being packaged inside of that JSON core component. And there's a lot of other components and solutions. Next fiscal, we're looking into starting reusable controls and web parts thinking also for SharePoint Framework. So we'll build together reusable controls on SharePoint Framework, and which you can use within your web parts. And therefore, you will be, again, much more productive within your work. So we're going to build this reusable component thinking with the PMP as well, together with community, obviously. Now, SharePoint Framework, just to mention this one as well, obviously a big thing. That's a massive thing. And we use the PMP as the channel to provide the documentation, tutorials, samples, videos, and webcasts. So there's a lot of resources available. It's dev.office.com/SharePoint. Click the Get Started button. It's not super clear. We have a massive amount of documentation, tutorials, all of that available for you. Step-by-step guidance, how do I set up my environment, how do I get started, and all of that, which you can follow also in video format if you prefer that. Now, I only have a few minutes, but I quickly wanted to actually pinpoint a few locations. So if you go to the dev.office.com/PMP, this is the PMP page. And just pinpointing this one, there's a lot of resources here, and it might get slightly overwhelming. We're working with marketing on a new design on the PMP pages so people can actually more easily find what's available. In the YouTube, we have like 150 videos available. We're publishing stuff quite fast. We understand that it might feel overwhelming, but the whole point is that when you have an issue or a challenge which you need to solve, you go to Google or Bing, you do a search, or do you go to YouTube, and hopefully you can find one of the videos which are showing how it actually works. You do not need to follow up on a weekly basis what's happening. They're there for you in the future as well. And here's a quick picture on the docs.com office dev PMP, where we have reusable presentation. All of our webcast presentations come here. You can reuse these presentations any way you want. I think we're up to 180 or something, 149 presentations to be exact. So a lot of resources for you to take advantage. I didn't want to go to the code because 20 minutes is super fast, but you know the resources, you know where to get started. Or maybe one thing, even though I'm slightly running out of time, which is as expected because I talk too much, always. If you go to the github.com/SharePoint, that's where we have all of the SharePoint PMP samples, guidance. We have existing samples on SharePoint Framework as an example. Pretty soon, when we start the extension dev preview, we'll come up with an extension samples here as well. In a SharePoint Framework sample section. These are all of the individual client-side web parts which we have available for you to pull down, open up, run an NPM install, and hopefully they will work from that. If they do not work, we'll try to fix them for you. But they're showing different scenarios, different samples, so you'll learn how to do the stuff in the future in an easy way. Good. Few slides. Obviously, we want people to also contribute back. It's not required. You can consume. That's absolutely fine. Hopefully, if you find something useful, we actually want you to contribute back, and we'll give you credits out of it. If your company is fine, we'll give you the, show your company's logos in our monthly communications in the devtados.com blogs. We'll give you a name recognition and all of that. We can't give you money back because that's not how open source actually works. But we absolutely try to give you value out of your contribution back as well. So you'll be granted, hopefully community knows that you're contributing back as well. These are the companies which have been involved for past 6 months in the BMP initiative. A lot of other companies and persons have been involved as well. But these are the companies which we have a permission to show a logo in the slides. So a lot of people involved in the initiative. And a quick preview on this one as well. So yesterday we announced the SharePoint Framework extensions. The dev preview will start soon, rather in weeks rather than in months. So pretty soon. And whenever the dev preview starts, we'll use the SharePoint BMP to provide you all of what you need to get started on the SharePoint extensions. SharePoint Framework extensions enables you to embed scripts and customizations on modern SharePoint sites, so which have been limited in the past only for client-side web parts. We'll have then the Yeoman templates, updated documentations, videos, and all of that available immediately when that goes live. And a quick set of resources. I know we have a massive amount of links, a massive amount of resources, and it might be overwhelming to find that, but that's a pretty nice set of links for you to have a look. Where can you find information? We're pretty scattered right now. We're working with marketing and our documentation to get some stuff consolidated. We'll get there, but there's a lot of resources out there. Just reach out and help and have a look on what's available. And that's it. Quick summary, 3 things to remember on this 20 minutes. BMP is there to kickstart your solution. Be successful from day one. Do not spend your time on banging your head against the wall because the sample or the APIs are unknown. Stay current. We provide you all the time information, what are we actually doing? That's going to help you to be successful in the future as well. And learn proven practices. You know, a lot of those samples are actually coming from the real-world cost enterprise deployments, which we want then you to actually have access as well. 3 things, pretty easy to remember. And that close up the presentation. So thank you for this 20 minutes. And hopefully, you'll use the BMP and also contribute back. Thank you.